Welcome back. Tonight we're with Creek Don't Rise, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
TV news say I gotta choose between left and right. Well, I ain't never been the kind to go along. Always been the kind to have a mind of my own. Scratch my head sometimes, I wonder why. Hang my head sometimes, Lord, I start to cry. And the only peace of mind is we
obviously was a big inspiration, but I'll listen to just about anything that's good.
How young were you when you started listening to blues?
Jerry Lee Brooks.
I actually didn't get into blues until I was probably 16 or so. I actually started playing guitar when I was 14, and when I was 14, I basically wanted to be Jimi Hendrix, which most of us do, fair enough, right? But then I got into playing blues because my dad plays guitar as well, and he was more of a blues musician. And he said, most of this rock music that you like Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix, that's all blues, basically.
Oh,
all
right.
So he showed me the foundations of that, and here we are.
How nice that you had a dad who was ready to sort of educate you in that way and break it down.
Yeah, he grew up playing as well. He was mostly self-taught, but he plays guitar, piano, harmonica, all that type of stuff, and sings as well. And actually, that was where I kind of got my start, was playing bass in his band. So when I was 16, I was the worst guitar player. So if you're the worst guitar player, you get put on bass. And so I spent a lot of time doing that.
Is your dad still around? Is he still playing?
He doesn't get out and play much anymore, but yeah, he still plays. Me and him jam sometimes. Huh. A lot of his early stuff, he was a really big Blues Brothers fan. So I remember being like 6 years old and him introducing me to the Blues Brothers music, a movie. So that's where I first learned of blues and who Ray Charles was and all those type of guys, John Lee Hooker.
And what did you like about it?
Well, I think one of the things that really struck me about the blues was the authenticity of it. It seemed to be, and especially the blues that I got into and really enjoy. A lot of the earlier stuff, the Delta blues, Robert Johnson, Son House, Mississippi John Hurt, all that type of stuff. That stuff to me sounded like the total 180 of most of the stuff that was on the radio when I was 16, which would have been 2008. So most of that time you had Lady Gaga and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But for me, it was overproduced. And it sound, and if you look, you know, there's 20 riders on one song, whereas this other stuff was, to me, it seemed like one guy actually representing himself and what he thought and his heartbreak and his, you know, trials and all that.
Well, I met you when we were young. Took my heart and you made stole my love and you went away. I didn't know how long you'd stay. Oh, I cried when you went away. All I had to remember you were the things we used to do. Yeah. Every time that you went away, you used to look my way and say, well, you smiled.
talked to guitarists, especially sort of accomplished ones like you, they have described that experience as being at first kind of odd because the music felt so primitive. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah, when you're first listening to some of that stuff, like say Robert Johnson or something, it's, you know, real scratchy, and you're like, when was this recorded? But once you get past that, for me, that actually was part of the draw for it, is that it was like, you know, it sounded so, you know, way back in the 30s and stuff, and there was, I became just enthralled with the history of it. So I went and discovered Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, and then Muddy Waters and them said, well, we were listening to Son House and Robert Johnson and Skip James. I said, okay. And then I went back about as far as you could go. I was when I found myself listening to old field hollers, I said, this is about as far back as it gets, I believe.
that was where the road ended.
Yeah, that's where the road ended right there. First two things that I learned on guitar was I learned Hurt by Johnny Cash, well, his version of Hurt. And then I learned Rock You Like a Hurricane, the riff to that. So I would spend a lot of time going, da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. And, yeah, so that was just easy stuff that that my dad taught me how to play. And then, like I said, I went from there and watched other players and tried to listen to a lot of music. And that's, like I said, I've never had any lessons. I'm pretty much totally self-taught. And I try to really pay attention to other players and draw inspiration from what they do. And, like I said, listen to a lot of music and get little ideas.
Rolling the town. Smoke rolling from my hood. Ain't no mechanic, but I know it ain't no good. I'm around a hard downtown, his clothes. Nowhere to find a radiator hole. Just in a cab, to rent a bed. Found a local bike, I drunk instead. Now I'm broke, stunning to my car. The bartender asked me, do you know where you are? Down in Mobile, no automobile. And no way out of Mobile Blue. Down in Mobile, got no automobile. And no way out of Mobile Blue, yeah. It's 3 a.m., woke up in my backseat. A flashlight in my eyes, it's the Mobile PD. I tell him my woes, but he don't care. Say, you can leave your car here, but you can't sleep in there. I say, officer, please, I got no dough. Don't know nobody, heck, I know where to go. He said, you been drinking, boy, just ginger ale. Ginger the bartender, son, you can sleep it off in jail. Down in Mobile, no automobile. And no way out of Mobile Blue. Down in Mobile, got no automobile. And no way out of Mobile Blue. Don't play that guitar now. They turned me loose, said be on your way. But out of pot stores is all closed today. I'm broke down in Mobile, got no automobile. Ain't no way out of Mobile Blue. Say I'm down in Mobile, got no automobile. Ain't no way out of Mobile Blue.
Tell folks about how you landed in West Virginia.
I got a few years on these other cats.
Steve Cooper.
So I was deciding.
I can tell because you used the word cats.
Cats, yeah. I've got some more for that, I can tell you. Right. I just decided I was going to make a change in what I was doing. I was actually working production work like these guys on the floor. Trying to think, well, what can I do next? That was at a community college in New Jersey. Just took it into my head, since I'd taught a couple sections adjunct, I don't know, maybe I ought to try this college teacher thing. Kept a full-time gig because I had a family support and did a master's at Rutgers. And that wasn't going to be enough to get me to a university.
Master's in?
Communication.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't in music.
Yeah.
Then I went, duh, I can't get out of university with that. So I said, I'm too stupid to know you can't do this. You actually can't do this. <or something. laughs> But, well, maybe I'll do a doctorate part-time and then go see if I can find a university job. And ready? Mirabile dictu is your Latin lesson. Somehow did it. I had a couple of guardian angels along the way, so unfortunately they're gone now, but I think fondly of them. Helped me get through it when I was about ready to quit. And Marshall offered me a job. That brought me to West Virginia. Like I said to people when I first got here, it's like, this is my kind of place. People here think a bad traffic jam is three cars waiting at a red light.
Said it's a hard road to Memphis. Oh, I'm gonna get there somehow, yeah. Thank you.
called Hard Road to Me.
We would like to thank Creek Don't Rise for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each and every week. We give a very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. And thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio on WEKU.
And we also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share the treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, please give it up for Creek Don't Rise here on the Red Barn stage.
Everybody getting nervous when the mines close down, yeah. But in the holler, young and old, there's one thing to make your blood run cold. When the rain starts rolling on top the ground, you better get yourself on the high ground, yeah. Remember one day walking to church, Grandma said her elbow hurt. When it started to rain, there was no surprise, no. She said it's gonna come down real hard. Baby, get your toys up out the yard. Pray to the Lord on when the creek don't rise. Pray to the Lord on when the creek don't rise. Yeah, yeah. There ain't no shelter when the mountain cries. Pain in your heart falling from the sky. Pray to the Lord on when the creek don't rise. Now there ain't no shelter when the mountain cries. Bow your head and close your eyes. Pray to the Lord on when the creek don't rise. Pray to the Lord on when the creek don't rise. Let me tell you, ain't no blues like sitting around when the man on the news say everybody buckle down, it's gonna get bad. Your granddaddy stopped telling you about a bad storm back in 82 when him and granny lost everything bang ahead. He said, one in 82. Now the hand.
Remember being about 8 years old, standing in a house smelled like mold. Granddaddy just pointing toward the Dango Creek, yeah. He said, I'd known then what I know now, this valley never would have seen my plow.
Marcus Oglesby, thank you so much for having us at Red Barn Radio. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Marcus, Jerry, Steve, and Devin, Creek Don't Rise, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.